You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus is surging again in South Africa. The positivity rate among tests is now a cause for concern, according to its president. The worst hit nation in the continent is now battling a third wave in parts, including the commercial hub Johannesburg and the capital city Pretoria. President Cyril Ramaphosa says positive tests have more than doubled in the last month, from around 4% to more than 11%.
The provinces of Free State, Northern Cape, North West and Gauteng have reached the threshold of a third wave of infections. It may only be a matter of time before the whole country will have entered a third wave.
South Africa had been under lockdown level one, the lowest of its five levels, but now President Ramaphosa says his country will revert to an adjusted level two and return to stricter lockdown measures from Monday.
This means that the hours of curfew will start at 11 p.m. and end at 4 a.m. It also means that non-essential establishments like restaurants, bars and fitness centers will need to close by 10 p.m. This is to allow their employees and patrons to travel home before the start of the curfew.
A maximum of 100 people would be allowed at indoor social gatherings, with no more than 250 at an outdoors gathering. Only 100 people will be allowed at funerals, while after-funeral gatherings are banned completely and non-essential businesses will be forced to close by 10 p.m. Meantime, in Britain, the chief executive of NHS providers, Chris Hobson, says the UK should be cautious about easing COVID-19 restrictions because even small numbers of extra patients could put hospitals under serious pressure. Mr. Hobson says it's because hospitals are busy with a backlog of non-COVID-19 patients who hadn't sought care earlier on during the pandemic.
When they turn up to A&E, we're having to admit larger numbers of people than we normally would at this time of year, and they're needing complex and longer treatment. And then, of course, what you've got in the hotspot areas is you've got, admittedly and very helpfully, nowhere near the same kind of numbers that we were seeing in January and February or November last year. But, you know, even relatively small numbers of people coming in with COVID-19 actually does kind of make a difference.
Mr. Hobson is calling for an informed, evidence-based debate on lockdown easing ahead of the government's target of lifting all remaining social restrictions on June 21. Over in Vietnam, there's a discovery of a new coronavirus variant that's a hybrid of strains first found in India and the UK. In major cities, authorities have banned large gatherings, closed public parks and non-essential businesses, including in-person restaurants, bars, clubs and spas. And excited tennis fans have gathered in Paris for the 2021 French Open at Roland Garros, despite a capacity limit.
I'm very excited because this is the first time to visit the Roland Garros. And we're from Japan, so we came here to see the game of Nishikori. So I'm really excited.
It's really, really great because last year we couldn't be here. Our tickets got cancelled, so we're happy today. It's the first day and it's nice out, so it's great.
France is currently under stage two of the government's coronavirus restrictions and residents are subject to a 9 p.m. curfew. Only 5,400 visitors will be allowed to enter the venue each day for the first 10 days of the tournament, an increase on the daily cap of 1,000 last year. Players will be playing to an empty arena for more night sessions, but from June the 9th, capacity will be increased to up to 13,000 visitors per day. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.